Chazor zeichen der Shabbat Chesra Shag, Mevayim Yehuda Mesech the Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav. The Mishnah said, Nistak Nikav, Ula Bar Chanina taught, if the hole goes entirely through the Esrig, it's possible even if the hole is of the smallest size, and even if the Esrig is not missing any piece. If the hole doesn't go entirely through, the Esrig will be possible if the hole is the size of an Isser coin, even if the Esrig is not missing any piece. Rava asked, what's the status of an Esrig if it got some of the characteristics of a Trefa? Regarding which characteristic is he asking? He can't be asking where the outer peel of the Esrig was taken off, or where the Esrig had a split, or where the Esrig had a hole, because those were already taught in the Mishnah. So the Mar explains, he was asking regarding the case discussed by Ula in the name of Yechanan, who says that if the flesh of the lungs have become liquid and can be spilled, but the outer lung remains intact, the animal is not considered to be a trefa. Rava explained that if the inner tubes of the lungs are not intact, the animal is considered to be a trefa. Here, Rava was asking, if the inside of the estrog became a liquid, but the seed compartments remain intact, is it also not possible? Or do we say that a lung, which is housed in a body, can regenerate from such a condition, and therefore is not a trefa, but an estrog, which is exposed to the air, can't, and therefore will be possible? So Rava asked, what's the story with this estrog? Mara says, a brisa says, an estrog that is tafuach, or saruach, is possible. Presumably, tafuach means that it's spoiled on the outside, and saruach means it's spoiled on the inside. And we can learn from here that an esrog whose inside has dissolved is possible. Mara says, not so fast. It may be that both terms refer to spoilage on the outside, but tafuach refers to where it became bloated from water without spoiling, and saruach refers to where it was spoiled without becoming bloated from water. Zakmar, the brisa also said, this brisa that we just quoted said that a kushi esrog, which is a black esrog, is possible. So I affect more a brisa that says that it's kosher. So Abaye said the brisa that says that it's possible is discussing an esrog that grew elsewhere, but it's black like a kushi esrog. However, an esrog that is from Kush is kosher even when it's black, because that's how they normally grow over there. Rava said in Babel they're kosher because it is commonplace to have such a esrogim. The brisa that says they're possible is referring to Eretz Yisrael. They're not commonly seen over there in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they're possible. The Braisa said, Rabbi Akiva says, a boiser esrig, an esrig the size of a bean, is possible. The Chum say it's kosher. Rabbi said, Rabbi Akiva, who says a small esrig is not yet considered to be a fruit, and Rav Shimon share the same view, because Rav Shimon says that small esrig is a potter from Meiser. Reflecting more, Abaye asked, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds this way for purposes of Sukkot because it lacks Hadar, but would argue with Rav Shimon regarding a Meiser, and maybe Rav Shimon holds that way regarding a Meiser because he learns from a pasuk that only a more developed fruit is chayv a Meiser, but he would agree with the Rabbanim regarding the esrig on Sukkot. Second, the Brisa said if one grew an esrog in a mold so that it became shaped like some other creature, it's possible. Rava said that's only if the mold was shaped like another creation, but if the mold was shaped like an esrog, it'll be kosher. Pshita, that's what the Brisa says. Mara says Rava's teaching that even if it's made so that the esrog looks like it has boards or spokes like a wheel, it's still going to be kosher. Second, an esrog that was bitten by a mouse is possible. Rava explains because it's not hadar. In fact, Rav Chanina would take a bite from his esrog and then use it for the mitzvah. We see it's still called hadar even after a bite was taken. And Rav Chanina must have done this after the first day of Yom Tov, when an esrog that is missing a piece is kosher. However, we see that al tzhadar is not a problem. Mar says a mouse bite is disgusting, and that's why the esrog loses his din of hadar. But if a person bites from it, it's not called disgusting, and therefore al tzhadar it's not a problem. Al smachusa would be a problem, so on the first day of Yom Tov would be a problem, but after that, al tzhadar it's not a problem. The Mishnah said, Esrig cotton v'chulu, Raf and Rapapa said, the same machalik between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda here exists between them regarding the size of the stones that one may bring to the bathroom on Shabbos to wipe himself. Abraisa says one may bring 3 stones in with him. Rabbi Meir says they may be the size of walnuts. Rabbi Yehuda says they may be the size of eggs. The Mishnah said, Ubegodl kedesha yoichaz v'chulu. Abraisa said, Rabbi Yehuda said it once happened that Rabbi Akiva carried his Esrig over his shoulder because it was so big, which was a proof to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not a proof, because Rabbanan told him that's not a hadar Esrig. Zok the Mishnah, Yehuda says one may only bind the lulav with its own kind, minim of its own kind, materials of its own kind. Rameyah says one may even use a linen string. Rameyah said, we even find that people of Yerushalayim would bind their lulavim with golden strings. Acham said to Rameyah, these people would tie it down with its own kind underneath, and then the gold strings on top, so it's no raya. Zok the Gemara, Rava said, its own kind even includes the vines that grow around the palm tree and the bark from the tree. Rava said the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds that a lulav must be bound as part of the mitzvah. If it's bound with another material, it would be considered as if there's 5 species being used for the mitzvah. Rava said, we learn from a brisa that the vines and the bark are considered to be of its kind. The brisa says, Rav Meir says, the schacha, the sukkah, may be made of any material that grows from the ground, not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says only the arba minim may be used for schach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says in a mission that we may use boards for schach. This must be referring to vines and the bark, because no other parts of the arba minim can be considered to be boards. We see that these are considered to be of its kind, b'minim. Fact Gemara, a brisa says Rabbi Huda allows the boards of Erez to be used as chach. So you see, it's not just the minim of the Arab minim that can be used as chach. Gemara says this when he says Erez over here, the Erez refers to Hadassim, as we find that Hadassim and Pshukim are sometimes referred to as Erez.